The Seafarer from the Anglo-Saxon by Ezra Pound. Recorded for LibriVox.org by Alan Drake. May I from my own self-song's truth reckon, journeys jogging. How I in harsh days hardship endured oft. Bitter breast cares have I abided, known on my keel many a care's hold and dire sea surge. And there I oft spent narrow night watch nigh the ship's head, while she tossed close to cliffs. Coldly afflicted, my feet were by frost benumbed. Chill its chains are. Shifting sighs hewn my heart round, and hunger begot mere weary mood, lest man know not that he on dry land loveliest liveth. List how I, care wretched, on ice-cold sea, weathered the winter, watched outcast deprived of my kinship, hung with hard ice flakes, where Hælska flew. There I heard naught save the harsh sea and the ice-cold wave. And whiles the swan cries, did for my gains the gannet's clamor. Seafowl loudness was for me laughter, the muse singing all my me-drink. On the stone cliffs beaten, fell on the stern and icy feathers, full off the eagle screamed with a spray on his pinion. Not any protector may make merry man faring needy. This he little believes, who I in winsome life abides mid burghers, some heavy business, wealthy and wine flushed. How I, weary, oft must abide above brine. Nearest nightshade, snoweth from north, frost froze the land. Hail fell on earth then, corn of the coldest, nathless there knocketh now. The heart's thought that I on high stream, the salt wavy tumult transverse alone, moaneth always my mind's lust, that I fare forth, that I afar hence seek out a foreign fastness. For this there's no mood lofty man above earth's mist, not though he be given his good, but will have in his youth greed, nor his deed to the daring, nor his king to the faithful, but shall have his sorrow for seafare, whatever his lord will. He hath not heart for harping, nor in ring having, nor winsomeness to wife, nor world's delight, nor any wit else save the way longing comes upon him to fare forth on the water. Bosk taketh blossom, cometh beauty of berries, fields to fairness, land fares briskier. All this admonisheth man eager of mood, the heart turns to travel, so that he then thinks on floodways to be far departing. Cuckoo calleth with gloomy cry, he singeth summerward, bodeth sorrow, the bitter heart's blood. Berger knows not, he the prosperous man, what some perform where wandering them wildest draweth, so that but now my heart bursts from my breast lock, my mood midst the mere flood, hope of the whale's acre would wander wild. My earth's shelter cometh oft to me, eager and ready, the crying lone flyer wets for the whale path, the heart irresistibly o'er trails of ocean, seeing that anyhow my Lord deems to me this dead life on loan and on loan. I believe not that any earth wheel eternal standeth, save there be somewhat calamitous, that ere a man's tide go, turn it to twain. Disease or oldness or sword hate beats out the breath from doom-gripped body, and for this every earl whatever, for those speaking after, Lord the living, boasteth some last word that he will work ere he pass onward. Frame on the fair earth against foes his malice, daring adieu, so that all men shall honor him after, and his lord beyond them remain mid the English, aye, forever, a lasting life's blast, the light mid the darky, days little durable, and all arrogance of earthen riches. There come now no kings, no Caesars, nor gold-giving lords like those gone. However in mirth most magnified, whoever lived in life most lordliest, drear all excellence, delights undurable, warmeth the watch, but the world holdeth, tombs hideth trouble, the blade is laid low, earthly glory ageth and seareth, no man at all going the earth's gate, but age fares against him, his face paleth, gray-haired he groaneth, knows gone companions, lordly men are to earth's altar given. Nor may he then the whose life sees it, nor eat the sweet, nor feel the sorry, nor stir hand, nor think in mid-heart. And though he strews the grave with gold, his born brothers, their buried bodies, be an unlikely treasure hoard. End of poem. The truth.